This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Athena Ankra. The pandemic is over. That's what President Biden said in an interview Sunday on 60 Minutes. Health officials across the country, though, warn the president's words may not give people the full story when it comes to the danger of COVID-19. As of Tuesday, more than 6,000 cases of coronavirus were reported last week in Arizona. The Arizona Department of Health Services continues to ask the public to stay up to date with the latest guidelines and get the vaccine as well as the boosters. A Pima County judge is expected to rule this week on whether to remove an injunction on an old Arizona abortion law. Attorney General Mark Brnovich wants to reinstate the near-total ban on abortion. The law dates back to the pre-statehood era and hasn't been in place since the 1970s. The law would make it illegal to seek, provide, or advertise the procedure. The penalty for providers would be up to 5 years in prison. Governor Doug Ducey has denied the legitimacy of this move. Earlier this year, he signed a bill making abortion illegal after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Ducey says the new law is what should stick. In the meantime, healthcare seekers are confused about how to comply with contradictory rules. Arizona State University and Herm Edwards agreed to mutually part ways this Sunday. That's after the Sun Devils lost to Eastern Michigan over the weekend. Cronkite News' Damon Farrell reports that former Chandler High School coach Sean Aguano will now coach the Sun Devils.
Herm Edwards was hired back in 2018 and went 26-20 with 3 bowl appearances before his 5th season was cut short. Arizona coaching legend Sean Aguano will replace him. He led Chandler High School to 4 state championships in 8 years before joining Edwards' staff as running backs coach in 2019.
He gave me this opportunity, and everybody knows that story.
That's Sean Aguano, who says replacing Edwards is bittersweet. Getting promoted to head coach of a Power 5 program is a dream come true, but he says it is difficult to replace someone he admires so much.
We need to pay him back. It hasn't gone well, and unfortunately, there's parting of ways, but our job in the back of my mind is to make sure that on Saturday night when he's sitting at home, that he's smiling, he's thankful, but I owe all of my gratitude to him.
Aguano wants to bring back a communal feel to the Sun Devils program. He says his goals in coaching remain the same in his new role.
Football is my life. Inspiring kids are my life. My kids sacrificed 20 years so I could do what I loved. I want to make sure that I teach not only my kids, but I want to teach our kids that being a successful father, being a successful citizen in society, that's the most important.
ASU will take on 3 top 20 opponents in the next 3 weeks, starting with a home game against 13th-ranked Utah. Aguano welcomes the challenge and believes his team has an opportunity to prove they belong against top competition. Damon Farrell, Cronkite News.
Arizona is getting over $10 million from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law to reduce the risk of wildfires across the state. Climate change and harsh heat waves have increased the frequency and severity of wildfires. The funds are meant to protect homes, businesses, and public drinking water in high-risk areas. They will also be used in the aftermath of fire to help wildlife recover. Tribal members, veterans, and youth are set to take action to apply these protections and promote climate resiliency in Arizona. We had help today from Sydney Wilson. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Athena Ankra.